The DA will tomorrow lay criminal charges against the ANC's very own Bonnie and Clyde, who turned the country's premier public service watchdog, the Public Service Commission, into a cesspit of corruption. A whistleblower has supplied the DA with a copy of a report compiled by advocate Smanga Setene, which shows how the ANC policy of cadre deployment has destroyed the very institution tasked by the Constitution with safeguarding ethics and good governance in the Republic. Advocate Setene was appointed in February by the Office of the State Attorney to investigate media reports that the Director General of the PSC, Dr. Dovani Mampiswana, had in December 2019 illegally appointed his mistress and the mother of his child, Boitumelo Mogoe, to the powerful position of Chief Director for Professional Ethics. According to whistleblower reports, Mampiswana is an openly biased ANC cadre who regularly attends ANC Lekgotla meetings. In his report, entitled Professionally Unethical, Advocate Setene confirms that the two lovers had conspired to have Mogoe illegally appointed to the position of Chief Director, which comes with a hefty annual salary of nearly 1.3 million rand. Both members of the couple failed to disclose their mutual entanglement, and Mampiswana even had the audacity to chair the panel that appointed Mogoe. Even more disgusting is the fact that Mampiswana ensured that his patently unqualified partner in crime was appointed above another applicant, whom Setene concludes was vastly more qualified than Mogoe. By abusing his power to eliminate the competition and instead appoint his mistress, Mampiswana not only broke the law, but also robbed the South African people of the service of yet another skilled public servant. Setene finds that, quote, the conduct of Dr. Mampiswana to brazenly shortlist, interview and recommend for appointment the mother of his own child is professionally unethical. So is Ms. Mogoe's conduct in that she agreed to be interviewed by the father of her child and failed to disclose that material fact. This was nepotism par excellence. It was dishonesty calculated to disadvantage other applicants who applied for the position. It is in fact criminal, end quote. On the basis of Setene's findings, the DA believes that Mampiswana and Mogoe are nothing but revolting ANC criminal cadres who must be permanently exiled from the public service and go straight to prison. As the institution tasked with ensuring good governance across national and provincial government, the PSC is supposed to be one of the most sacred institutions in our public sector. Bonnie Mogoe and Clyde Mampiswana have defiled the PSC, and ANC cadres have once again spat in the faces of the people of South Africa. It is for this reason that the DA will tomorrow lay criminal charges against both Mampiswana and Mogoe at Cape Town Central Police Station. We will submit a copy of Setene's leaked report along with our criminal complaint, and we urge the police to prioritize this investigation, as South Africa faces a national crisis if our premier public sector anti-corruption institution is allowed to go up in flames. We also expect the chairperson of the PSC to immediately comply with the report's recommendations, including by launching civil claims against Mogoe and Mampiswana to pay back all the money paid to Mogoe since her appointment in December 2019, and by launching an audit investigation into all senior appointments at the Commission. We call on whistleblowers to continue coming forward with any evidence. Sadly, however, unlike whistleblowers who love South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa has entirely failed to take action against these two disgraced cadres, even though Advocate Setene submitted his report a week ago already. What exactly is Ramaphosa waiting for? Every day that cadres like Mampiswana, who reports directly to the president, continue to be paid by taxpayers is another slap in the face for long-suffering citizens. With ANC cadres like Bonnie and Clyde having captured and corrupted an institution as vitally important as the PSC, South Africa now more than ever needs a decisive leader rather than a spineless spectator.